Hello?
Hi, this is Tamiko returning a phone call for customer support. How may I help you today?
This is from where? I'm sorry, again?
I'm calling with customer support returning your phone call. How may I help you?
Okay, yes. Well, I was calling because this is, you have put a another charge. Is this from Impressive Vision? Impress Vision Online Services?
No, we're a third party call center, so we handle a lot of various accounts. Can I get your zip code to pull your account up?
46815.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Susan Smith.
Adrian Smith.
Susan Smith.
Oh, Steven Smith.
Susan, Susan. Susan.
Oh, Susan Smith. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to type it in because I ain't. Okay. Can you verify your address for me?
531610 Bridge Crossing, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46815.
Oh, this can't be you then. Verify your email address.
KMS5SLS@MSN.com.
I'm trying to locate your account because there's so many Susan Smith. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Let me try to see. Okay. Now verify your email. I had to go back all the way back out to pull up it up. So could you verify your email address for me again?
KMS5SLS@MSN.com.
Do you have an order number or anything?
No, you they this company keeps charging my account $69 or $67.32. I called in August and you refunded it finally in October. But in the meantime, they charged me in September another $67.32, and then in November they charged me another $67.32 when they told me that they had deleted my account completely.
Okay, I think
Never
this
set up.
was you. So let me see.
I
Is your
never set
address
in.
307 Gideous Terrence?
No.
No, they probably. I don't know why I can't. Let me. Oh my God! Let's see. Computer's slow. And do you have an order number, cancellation number, or anything?
I didn't order anything, but somehow I get started getting charged as $67.32.
Okay. Well, I tried your name. Let's see. Let me, trying to think of something else. Let me try your email address. Say your email slowly for me, and let me put that in and see if that'll pull you up. Because I got several Susan Smith here, and what you're saying that I'm not seeing.
KMS 5 SLS.
S is S or F?
S is Sam.
Okay. At gmail.com.
No, MSN.com.
MSN.com.
Correct.
No, I ain't pulling up on that either. Okay, now I had to put in your phone number. Okay, let's see. Yeah, I see where they, let me wait till it finished loading. It only showed bits and pieces at first. And your address is 5316 Turnbridge Crossing?
Correct.
Okay.
And like I said, I called in, like it was over the August bill of the 6732, and then you charged me $574 for, I guess, something.
Shipley and Howland.
And then I haven't received anything, I haven't ordered anything, but then you charged me the next month for 6732, and then the next month for 6732, and I've only received one refund, and they were supposed to stop whatever this is completely per last phone call, but I'm still getting charged. And I called the credit card company, and they're seeing that you have a charge out there waiting for till tomorrow to come on again for
6732. Wow.
Let's
see. So I see where they fully refunded you. The I see they fully refunded you on October the 29th, the 6732.
Mm-hmm.
And
but not
they
the
canceled it. Somebody canceled it. I'm trying to see. Major man, that deal.
And it would charge me another 67, two more times, and getting ready to charge me again.
You see, where you talked to somebody and they refunded you. Let me see what this one talking about. It seemed like it came from an ice maker. I don't know if you did a survey of sweet states, but I'm trying to see where it all started from, for one. And it seemed like they enrolled you into a monthly membership if you received that product.
Well, I've not received anything, nor have I asked to be in anything.
So you didn't do a survey or sweet states or anything?
Not that I'm, no.
Yeah, see, that's what it shouldn't be no charge or anything. It should be refunded, because this is the only thing I'm pulling up. Is where you talk to someone about it. They this happened ever since August the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems they declined at $39.99. But I see here where they canceled the account and they refunded it. So you shouldn't be having no more charges or anything trying to come, because they get notated and everything. Supervisor, customer, claims for information match. I did credit account. charge she accepted. And then they refunded you $6,732. That probably $6,732 where it's supposed to be charged back to your card, but it shouldn't be taken out.
Right, right. And then in September, I got another $6,732 on the 28th. And then on the 10th of 2010,
it says 10/29. They talked to you on 10/29. You talked to somebody for $67.32 and they refunded you that. That's what I'm seeing. There's some type of missile because they seem like they should be trying to. I don't know what else to. Yeah, there shouldn't be no charges coming out of your account. They're probably showing where they placed the money and it's supposed to be credited back to your account. And it takes 3 to 5 business days for it to credit back to your account. And if it's a credit card, it should be about 3 to 5 or maybe 5 to 7 business days. I don't know. But,
okay,
it
well,
has been canceled. Everything, it shows that you canceled the membership and canceled everything. And it shouldn't be taken and they refunded you everything back. It shouldn't be trying to take it out.
They haven't refunded me. I got a credit for the August in October and I don't have a refund for then you charged me again in September. And of course, I don't know if that's going to be on this next bill, but they're telling me when I called the credit card company that I don't have a refund coming, and they're trying to charge me again for another $67.32.
And they shouldn't try to charge you again. Let's see. Custom.
And of course,
I see where September 28th, I see where they took out $67.32. Now, they didn't refund that, if that's what you're concerning about. They did cancel it, but they didn't refund it.
I need that one refunded as well. But that won't take care of the one that they charged me in on the 10th of 10/29 that they charged me as well. So I really need $140.38 refunded because that would be September and October.
Well, October the 29th been refunded back to you. Now they take 3 to 5 business days, but it's been refunded to you.
So then I still have one more that needs to be refunded then, $67.32.
Well, I refunded you back to on September the 28th at 2022. I refunded you back to 6 to 7:32. I made notation that the account showed that it's been canceled and everything. And let's see. But I took care of everything. You shouldn't have received no further charges, ma'am. But I refunded you to 6732.
Okay, so am I going to need to call again to get the third one refunded late another time?
What third one?
Okay, I have, they refunded me on when I called on the 8th, about the 8th of September, I got, or October, or August, I got that refunded. But then they charged me November, in September and October.
I see where they refunded you for October, and I just refunded you for September. I don't see no further charges. I don't see November as of yet. So
okay,
that just might be something. It may be pending or trying to, but it shouldn't come out. There's no way it can come out if I cancel it. If I cancel your account and I see where you called in on October and you had everything canceled and you have been refunded, it's 6732, and I just refunded you to 6732 for September.
Right.
You shouldn't be having no further charges coming out because your account been canceled and blocked. So you shouldn't be checking and you shouldn't have nothing coming out.
Okay. I understand. Okay, so like I got the bill in front of me of the October where it was refunded on 10/31, but it was charged to me on 10/29. So that cancels each other out. That takes care of that one. But then you just refunded me one, but I still have another one out there. You understand what I'm saying? This one was it went, the one 10/31 was when I called to have it refunded for September, August.
Mm-hmm.
And you refunded
one. I don't see anything for November to be taken out, what I'm saying to you. I don't think the last thing I see is 10/29/22 where they canceled the account and they fully refunded you. Now, I just refunded you for September. So you shouldn't. I don't see anything for November, the whole month of November, and I don't know why it's showing on your bill. It's probably showing that it's saying that it have refunded you that money back, and I don't. You might need to talk to them talk to the credit card people and see why it shouldn't. You should talk to the credit card people and let them explain it to you further or what's going on, because you shouldn't have no charges coming out. If I canceled your, it been canceled, it been blocked, and I just made notations, and I went in there and refunded you for September the 28th. You should get that refund back to you.
Okay, and that takes care of September. So August, it was refunded on 10/31. That was for the phone call that I called from August. That refunds the August. You just did September, but then I got charged in October.
And October been charged. In October, it says here, October 29th, 2022, has been fully refunded and count been canceled. And you spoke to someone on that day.
I've talked to
you. You ain't talked to me on that day. You talked to someone else.
Well, the company, yeah. But they refunded the 6732 on 10/31. That was for the charge in August. So I still need a refund for 10/29 when they charged
they
me.
They refunded you for 10/29, ma'am. It says right here, 10/29/2022, fully refunded 6732. And they had canceled your account and blocked you.
Okay, that's fine. That okay, that'll cancel that one.
And that take 3 to 5. And I just did September 28th, 2022 for you.
Okay.
Of $67.32.
Where's the refund for the charge of on 8/26?
To my for the shipping and handling.
I didn't receive anything. There it on 8/26 I was charged $67.32.
$67.32? I don't see that. Let me see.
On 8/26, I was charged $67.32, and on 8/22, I was charged $5.74 from the same company.
Well, and then when you show the website you went under, so you might have to call back with your credit card people, because I refund you everything that I could, and everything been canceled out. Whoever you spoke to on those days, they canceled, blocked it. And they fully refunded you. So I don't know what they're talking about. But it's showing in my system that it's being refunded. And there's nothing else I could do. I just refunded you for September. And I might get in trouble for that. I don't know. But, you know, I just refunded you for September the 28th, 2022. So you might need to give it a couple more days to make sure to wait till it clear out. But I refunded you everything.
All right, I'll just call them.
On my end, I refunded you everything that I see on my end. And I really have, ma'am. I notated as well. So.
Wonderful. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.